Welcome to Garden of Eden Ministries. You are welcome here. Our ministry is an online ministry focused on strengthening and equipping the Bride of Christ to finish her end-time mission. We have prayer calls Monday and Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. and Bible studies on Monday and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go to our website to find out more at www.gom.us. Do you want trustworthy Christian news? Then follow Dr. June Knight Weir on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Dr. June Knight Weir. Thank you for checking us out. God bless you.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Today's Bible study on the book of Acts is going to be very interesting because we are almost at the end. We only have 8 more chapters to go, and we have really delved into Paul. I'm just going to tell you guys, I did not realize that Paul was the main instrument in the book of Acts. This really gives me a whole nother look at Paul, because I didn't realize that most of it was about his journey. You know, I was thinking, because I've never really dug into Acts like we have this time, where we have broken it down line by line, precept upon precept, just like we did the book of Revelation. Which, by the way, from the book of Revelation, I feel like because of the way we did that Bible study, it is settled in my heart. I now have the best understanding of the book of Revelation I've ever had. It is settled. The same with the book of Acts. It's really like ingrained within me now. The first church, because we're the last church. This is the first church. And so we've learned a lot. And today we're going to delve into the end of Paul. And this is the part where it gets really sad, remember? But we've seen a lot go through Paul. We have seen his very bold stance. When he goes to Macedonia and he tries to tell the Jews and the Jews don't want to listen, and he rips his clothes off and says, "Forget you then, I'm going to the Gentiles." You know, he didn't waste his time. He moved right along. He went from city to city to city, you know, trying to encourage everyone, trying to encourage the leaders and whatnot. But in today's we're going to see something pretty traumatic. Acts chapter 20 describes the final part of the Apostle Paul's third missionary journey, highlighting his travels through Greece, the miraculous raising of a young man named Eutychus, and his emotional farewell address to the Ephesian church elders. Isn't that sad? Okay, now, in the first part of verses 1 through 6, we're going to see him traveling to Macedonia and Greece. After a major riot by silversmiths in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, remember we studied that yesterday, Paul travels to Macedonia and Greece to encourage local believers. He changes his travel plans due to a plot against his life by opponents. Okay, let's pause here. Now, yesterday we saw this as well. Okay, we saw this. We saw where when Paul goes to a city, the other apostles will look out for him, and they will tell him not to go in there because there's a riot. So praise God, you know, God has kind of averted him here and there. We're going to kind of see the same thing as well. Another thing that is to note is that what he discovered when he goes to these towns is that these ones that are believers already only had the John baptism, so they only understood salvation as the gospel, okay? which is where our Baptist denomination gets their Baptist name, is from John the Baptist. If you look at how the book of Acts, it's almost like the Baptist denomination overlooks the entire book of Acts. Because in the book of Acts, it gives you an understanding that when Paul went to these cities where they got saved through Jesus and got baptized through John and all that kind of stuff, that's where it stops. And that's the Baptist church today. That's where it stops. You know, that's why they do salvation calls every Sunday, which is no problem. Don't get me wrong. But it doesn't get into the book of Acts. It doesn't get into the supernatural, being filled with the Holy Ghost, being and walking like Jesus type of deal. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. But before we do, I am seeing in our chat that we have a birthday. Is that right? Is it Ardina's birthday today? She turned 70 years old today. So let's all sing happy birthday to Miss Ardina. And we're so happy to have her and Bruce back. Oh, how we miss their comments in the chat. Okay, so let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Ardina. Happy birthday to you. I didn't have the sound off on YouTube. Too funny. Okay, so happy birthday, Miss Ardina. Now let's pray. And then we're going to go ahead and start off with Paul going to Macedonia and Greece in the book of Acts. Let me pull this up on the screen here. We thank you so much, Lord, for your word today, for leading and teaching us and guiding us into the right way. Lord, we thank you that you are showing us a lot about Paul. And Lord, we thank you so much for that. We thank you that we have been able to experience Paul's journey, Lord. Thank you for how Paul has been such a great example to us. Lord, thank you that you're showing us the early church and how it was, and helping us, Lord, to live out the end church. And Lord, we just thank you and give you all honor, glory, and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Acts chapter 20. Can y'all believe that we're all the way to chapter 20? I mean, we've only got 8 more chapters to go. I just can't believe we're this far already. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples, and embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, remember I told you how he was always encouraging the church, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. So in other words, somebody made him aware that these people had an attack planned against him, so it averted him. He was able to go another route. And there accompanied him into Asia, Sopater of Berea, and of Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus. I don't even know if I'm saying this right. Gaius, Timotheus of Asia, Tychicus, and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas. As we sailed away from Philippi after the days of the unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart the next day, and continued his speech until midnight. Wow! He preached to them all day long. Wow, wow, wow. He really gave them his heart. Now, Eutychus raised from the dead in Troas. These are the scriptures we're reading right now. While preaching a very long late night sermon, which is what we just read, a young man named Eutychus falls asleep from a third floor window, falls to the ground, and dies. Paul embraces him and brings him back to life, comforting the believers. So let's go back to the story. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being falling into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." So he brought him back to life. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, he departed. Wow. He stayed up with them all night long. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. In other words, they were so excited with such great joy. Now we're going to see Paul's farewell to the Ephesian elders. Sailing past Ephesus, Paul stops at Miletus and calls for the church leaders. He delivers an emotional goodbye speech, reviewing his faithful ministry, warning them against future false teachers, fierce wolves, and famously quoting Jesus, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul warns church leaders to guard the flock against internal and external corruption or false teachings. Paul uses his own life and hard work as an example of humility, perseverance, and dedication to the gospel. Despite knowing that imprisonment and hardship await him in Jerusalem, Paul remains faithfully committed to completing his divine mission. Now, let's finish our story here. And he went, we're in verse 13. "And we went before to ship and sailed into Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed thence and came the next day over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Trogyllium. And the next day we came to Miletus." So basically, as you can tell, as Paul was traveling, he probably had time to rest. You know what I mean? Like while he's on the boat going from city to city, he can probably just rest. And then he probably feels like, listen, I've only got a day with you people. I'm going to fill you with as much information as I can give you. For Paul had determined to sail, which means by boat, to Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hasted, if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. So in other words, he's on a timeline. He's got to be in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, "You know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house." So he's kind of reminding everybody, you know, of his journey and whatnot. "Testifying both to the Jews, also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem." Pause. We know that Paul has said before he is a prisoner of Christ. "Not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me." Let me look and see that bond and afflictions. Apostle Paul knew through the Holy Spirit that prison and suffering awaited for him in Jerusalem, yet he chose to obey God anyway. Paul is speaking to the church leaders from Ephesus in the town of Miletus, giving his emotional goodbye because he knows he will not see them again. Divine warning versus fear. The Holy Spirit did not warn Paul to stop him from going, but rather to prepare him for the trials ahead. Bam! God warns those that he loves. He does tell people, you will be martyred. You will go through suffering. You know, he will tell people, and that's exactly what is happening with Paul. Paul was compelled by his faith to continue his mission, famously stating in the next verse that his life meant nothing to him compared to the finished work Jesus gave him. Cost of discipleship. Following God's call does not guarantee an easy life or the absence of hardship. Paul demonstrates that obedience to God is more important than personal safety or comfort. Now, you couldn't say that any better. Okay, here we go. Now, okay, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Aw, that's so sad. He tells them, I know you won't see me anymore. Wherefore, I take to you record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Wow. Which means he warned all the people. Interesting. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Yeah, it makes you wonder why they call them cameras flock cameras. Interesting. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Isn't that sad? Because he's saying, I tried, people. I tried. I've warned. I've told you. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Aw. Yea, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than receive. And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Isn't that beautiful? And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. Aw, it's going to make me cry. Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more. So they accompanied him into the ship. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. After all that we have learned about Paul, that is so beautiful. Oh, such a happy ending to leave this today. Well, I will see you guys, I guess Sunday at church. And then next week we will continue on Monday with chapter 21. We will continue with chapter 21 since we are on chapter 20 right now. Okay, so God bless. I pray you have a good day. God bless. Hey, before I leave, I got to tell you something. You guys need to listen to that news I just did. Okay? You need, if you are a part of the news, you need to go over there and listen to it, because I talk about what is coming in the near future with money, with the money situation, what's happening with cash, cryptocurrency, stablecoin, and what's going to start in 2027. Okay? Y'all need to go listen to that, because this is going to be dealt with everyone. All right. Have a good day. God bless.
At the mention of your name, she is.